Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Pesachim 26. The Shir is sponsored in memory of Leah Bat Yitzchak Meir. Talking about the idea in the Gemara about expounding the Torah in an interesting place. It was taught in a Braisa. They said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he would sit in the shadow of the sanctuary, not even the sanctuary itself, in the shadow of the sanctuary and expound Torah to the masses the entire day. No study hall, the notes point out, was large enough to accommodate the masses that would assemble to hear Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai expound the laws of the holidays. Therefore, he would teach them in the large open space that was in front of the Temple Mount, which was shaded from the sun at some point in the day by the 100-amah tall sanctuary edifice, pointed out by Rashi here in the notes. The key point, thinking about that he would do it in the shadow of the sanctuary. Sometimes Torah learning or finding Torah can happen in unexpected places, can happen in unexpected aspects. I think of the idea of the Daf Yomi train on the Long Island Railroad, either in the Five Towns or a different branch, where they would study Torah on a seemingly very secular, very not religious per se idea or not religious aspect or institution. Think about how some people in their offices break for mincha. Some people break to learn Torah, to do daf. It's such a nice thing to learn Torah in any place. And it also goes to the idea of learning Torah on a not Jewish specific item, on a smartphone, on a cell phone, on a landline, on the computer, on the PC, on a tablet, on an iPad. Learning Torah, not just in the sanctuary itself, but in the shadow of the sanctuary. Where can you learn Torah that's the shadow of this sanctuary? Not just the Beis HaMedrash itself, not just the Beis Knesset itself, but the outside of the Beis Knesset. I think of the idea how through Corona here in 2020, the idea of the virtual Beis HaMedrash exploded onto the scene. How there's so many shiurim on Google Meet. I myself use Google Meet for the lecture series in a bi-weekly format, Bli Neder, Mirza Shembli Ayin Hara, and so many people are using Zoom and Google Meet in the video conferencing idea to spread Torah, to have concerts, to have programming. So wonderful, so nice. Using the idea of the shadow of the sanctuary. You don't have to just go to the Beis Medrash itself to spread Torah. You can do so in the virtual hemisphere, like how I use podcasts on my five different shows to do so. How we use shiurim on video, how people use YouTube, or different ideas, different aspects, different forums and bases to spread Torah through WhatsApp, different mitzvah organizations and chesed programs and mitzvah groups and tehillim groups, shidduch groups that are all on WhatsApp and on texting, different ideas of using the shadow of the sanctuary, not just being in the Beis Medrash, just as Rav Yochanan would sit in the shadow to accommodate people, to teach to people, so too we should use the shadow of the Beis Medrash wherever we are in work, in our homes, using our phones or the video format, or on the train, going to work, going from work, so many aspects to spread Torah, to be involved in Torah, not just in the Beis Medrash itself. As we learn in Pirkei Avos, the learning is not the staying in the study hall is not the main thing, but actual practicing and bring it out to the world is even greater. So go out of the study hall and learn Torah many different ways and many different aspects in many different places every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 27 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.